Halacha, we're going to discuss the laws of against Sfiras HaOmer. For some people here, I don't know, is anyone here in the Sfira? Is anyone here practicing the second Sfira?
Yes.
Oh, okay, we have at least one person, okay. The second Sfira, so the laws of Sfiras HaOmer. The second Minhag of Sfiras HaOmer. It goes until, starts with Rosh Chodesh, it goes until at least Rosh Chodesh. Some say it goes until 3 days before Shleish Es Me'agbala, depends on their calculations. 33 days, 34 days, 32 days, whatever it is. But during the laws of Sfira, so we discussed yesterday the prohibition of the issue of moving into a new house. And the issue of doing things which involve the recital of a Shehechiyana. We discussed different opinions. Today I want to discuss very briefly the issue of music. Musical instruments, a cappella, and the like during Sfiras HaOmer. Now, I actually wondered about this. Why, indeed, are we not allowed to play musical instruments during Sfiras HaOmer? Because if you look in Shulchan Aruch, it only says two things. There are only two takanas. There is a prohibition, there's a minog, not to make weddings, and including in that is not to attend weddings. And there is a second issue of not taking a haircut. And we spent a whole day discussing that these two things are so separate, one from the other, that theoretically it's possible a person can take, with regard to taking haircuts, can follow one minhag, and with regard to not going to a wedding, you follow the other minhag. If your minhag is that you don't take haircut, you normally follow the second minhag. You follow the second minhag. Then you start from Rosh Chodesh and you go from Rosh Chodesh until Shavuos. But what would that mean? It would mean that you can't take a haircut and you can't take a wedding after Lag BaOmer. Okay, can you close the door? Let's say you get an invitation. You get an invitation to go to a wedding after. Now it's very rare because people don't. We'll talk about that in a moment. To go to a wedding after Lag BaOmer. Are there any weddings that you know of after Lag BaOmer?
I have one tonight.
Okay, very good. I had one on Sunday. One of my chaverim from Chaim Berlin, he married off a daughter, and he made a very nice, lavish wedding on Sunday after Lag BaOmer. So people said to me, wow, a wedding after Lag BaOmer? I never heard of that. I said, why not? I never really paid attention to this. Why not? After Lag BaOmer, what? Rosh Chodesh Sivan is already over. According to many opinions, even the second minig is already over, and Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the sphere is over, according to all opinions, according to some. But after Lag BaOmer, if you follow the second minig, if you follow the second Nechanami, it's right, you can't make a wedding. But if you follow the first minig, why can't you make a wedding after Lag BaOmer? So someone said to me, you're right, I don't know, but no one does it. It's unheard of to make a wedding after Lag BaOmer. So why is that so? So I found here, he actually explains what the reason is, says he theorizes. No one really knows why, because technically it does not appear there should be any reason why you can't make a wedding after Lag BaOmer if you hold of the first minhag. And he says as follows. It used to be in America, at least in America, this Medina, that the vast majority of the immigrants followed the second minhag. That's what used to be. The Shonim Kadmonim. That's what it says here in this sefer. If it's true or not, I challenge you to do research and find if this is correct or not. It used to be the vast majority followed the second minhag. And therefore, the halacha was halacha. You don't make weddings. If you're following the second minhag from Rosh Chodesh until Rosh Chodesh Sivan or until Shleish Me'agbala, you don't make weddings. V'zehu. There's nothing to talk about. What happened? Over the years, people began to discover there's another minhag. There's the minhag where you can start the Sfira with Pesach, the second day Pesach, and you go until Lag BaOmer, and then you're a free bird.
I told you once that the reason for that, the first minhag that the people did, they held the second minhag because of Chol HaMoed Pesach. mean, it impinges on Simcha, on Chol HaMoed.
No, it doesn't really. Yeah,
but there are people, that's how they come.
Okay.
You can have music.
Well, you can have music.
Chol HaMoed would be that Sphira Sphira. It is or it isn't. And,
yeah,
and if it is, you couldn't enjoy it. That was my father
that's very,
and grandfather's that
opinion,
was the
yeah?
way they learned.
Okay, you're saying
very
clear.
So
you send
the. That's what they
okay.
thought.
The different
so
approach.
If you're going to enjoy yourself, Kalamite, and go out and do this and do that, then,
okay.
then you're not holding.
So there's
okay.
no
holding from
no music of
no, so that's what he's saying. That, see, that's,
I understand that.
See, that's what he's saying. He's saying that's why they used to. It's preferred. Why should you go and. You're cheating. You're cheating. You have to observe 33 days of Avelis. If you're going to say the Avelis starts on the second day Pesach, you're cheating. Because Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to listen to music. You're allowed. There's no question. But it's not right. It's the Sfira. And during Sfira, you're not supposed to listen to music. So what are you doing? You're cheating. I'm using days where there's an override, where there's no Avelus, there's only Simcha, and I'm going to count those days as part of the 33 days of Avelus. So therefore,
I'm... Because Rahman is in true life, if somebody okay, dies in Yontif,
okay, that's
he's still the veil starts after Yontif.
That's in true, but you're supposed to observe 33 days of Avelus for the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. If you are going to take hold of the first minog by choice, you're not really observing 33 days because the days of Avelus, because the days of Chol HaMoed are not going to count. Are going to count. When you're not really doing anything to show that there is Avelus. On Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to take a haircut. And you're allowed to listen to music. So what are you getting? What are you doing then? You're just cheating. You're taking days that otherwise you would have to observe Avelus and you're including it in the Chol HaMoed. Therefore, Rabbi Mayevsky is saying that the previous generation, they were very people of integrity. It's not right. It's not right. And therefore, they would prefer to do it the real way and begin the Avelus with Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and then you're getting the max of 33 days of Avelus. This was the common, that's what it says, that was the very, very common minhag in Klal Yisrael, at least in America, when the immigrants came to this country. What happened over the last 100 years? It was unheard of. The wedding halls were shut. The wedding halls were closed, Rosh Chodesh, from Lag BaOmer until Rosh Chodesh Iyar until Shavuos, they were shut down because no one would make a wedding. They did construction, they did renovations, they did painting, they did whatever they needed to do. That was the time when it was time off.
Well,
until 3 days before Shavuos, and some say until Rosh Chodesh 6 days, Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So that's the time off. It's 30 days when the wedding halls schedule maintenance, wedding. It's much better to do the maintenance during Chodesh Iyar than to do it during the 3 weeks, because the three weeks is more chomer. 3 weeks, it's better to do during this time. So this is what they did. So then what happened? Little by little, people started to say, you know what? There's another minhag. Let's follow the other minhag. So people on their own began following minorities. But it was, the perception was, weddings, they were viewed as the minority. So weddings were never made after Lag BaOmer, because that was the minhag for the public. Even though today we find ourselves with probably 50-50, or maybe Adrab, maybe it's more people, they begin to observe the first minhag, but the minhag of keeping the wedding hall shut, it never changed. Technically, you can do it, but because publicly everyone used to observe the second minhag, so publicly weddings were never scheduled after Lag BaOmer, that custom remained in place ad hayom hazeh, even though today times have changed where over half the population, maybe even more, is observing the first minhag. However, you do see now that things are beginning to change. Things are indeed beginning. People said to me they never heard of this. They never ever heard it was Hakpada. No one ever made a wedding after Lag BaOmer. And I already know two weddings. There was a very fancy wedding. I heard 1,000 people were in attendance. Chosha told me the Chacham and Rashivas saw a boy, very good boy from Mir Yeshiva. Everyone was there. I came at 12 o'clock. I came. It was but I heard 1,000 people there. after Lag BaOmer, and you go into wedding tonight. So you see that people already are changing. Why are they changing? Do you want to say that it's a minhag? Once there's a minhag, you can't change the minhag? Obviously not. Obviously it's not. Right, of course. And also you have to take into consideration that today it's very hard to get a haul. And it's very hard to get the haul that you want, especially when you get a haul that's relatively cheap. If you want to get, there are different places where it can be a very big difference in money between the different hauls, and it's not available. After Shavuos, it's impossible. Unless you get engaged a year before, you know, after June, getting married after Shavuos until the summer, every haul is booked solid, especially the hauls that are cheap. The cheaper hauls, the ones that are convenient, that are local, that are cheaper, book solid. So if you can chop a rhyme, you can get a haul after Lag BaOmer, that's also a consideration taking the place. And the rule is, me'ikar ha'din, it is definitely mutter. And it's a bit of a mystery why until recently it was taboo. No one would make a wedding after Lag BaOmer. Yeah.
I remember the day have Uvda when Mark's uncle made a bar mitzvah for Chaim Chaykel. It was Lag BaOmer at Le Chateau. The band was instructed, the Alpi Rav David, they had to stop the music. It was 8:12.
Not to go into the next day. Into the next day. Not to play music. Into the next day. Yeah. After this question.
It's an important question.
So let me ask you. You're a photographer. Did you make? Do you remember weddings taking place?
No,
weddings.
We used to clean our cameras during that.
You see what Yitzhak says?
No. I have a chaver who's now Baruch Shem. He has a real job, works at B&H. And said, Baruch, how's it going? He said, now he has Parnassa during Sphira.
He does.
Very, very slow. See, the band's also, sure.
They do now during when? During Sphira, after Lag BaOmer.
He has given up the business, Baruch Hashem.
Wait.
It was hard to make Parnassa during Sphira.
Because he had no affair.
Not many chasmas,
During the whole Sphira.
Yeah.
But what about years ago, after Sphira, after Lag BaOmer?
During Sibisla.
Now there's a little bit more.
They used to make all the yeshiva dinners.
But there used to be nothing.
Okay,
so they get to review. It's a mystery. Me'ikar Hadin. Me'ikar Hadin, it does not appear why you should not be allowed. If you follow the first minhag, there's not appear to be any reason why you can't make a chasna after Lag BaOmer. Now, if you want to tell me the Hasidim, they don't make when the second half of the month. That's another issue. When the Levana, when the moon wanes, after Lag BaOmer, is during the time of the month when the moon
truth is until Chav Gimel.
That's a cool, right? Chav Gimel until the last week, the last 7 days. So you want to say that's why people didn't make weddings? Not more, because a lot of the literature is not knocking on this. But this is the mitzias. If you follow the first minhag, there is no reason why you cannot make a wedding after Lag BaOmer. However, until recently, it was never done. Why wasn't it done? It's a mystery. Doesn't seem really we understand why. He suggests the reason why it was done was because it used to be Shanim Kadmonios. The vast majority of Klal Yisrael living in America and living maybe in Chutz Laaretz followed the second minute, as Rabbi Mayevsky explained. That's the preferred minute, because then you're not cutting corners. And then it's impossible to make a wedding during the entire Chodesh year. So weddings were not made during this entire month, period. Now, Chadoshim Labakarim, now a whole new generation is growing up where they're following the first minute, which opens up the opportunity to make weddings after Lag BaOmer, the second half of the month. It was still respected that we are newcomers. The people who are following the first minhag, we are newcomers. We are a new generation. And if we're going to have respect to the old generation, even though we personally hold of the first minhag, out of respect to our parents, our grandparents, our ancestors who always followed the second minhag, we are not publicly going to make a wedding after Lag BaOmer. So we follow the first minhag, but we're not going to make a wedding after Lag BaOmer. Times have changed. Obviously, because the grandparents, the great-grandparents have passed on, and they're not, and even the parents, the grandparents today have following the first minhag, and it's hard to find a wedding hall, and everything is very complicated today. So therefore, today people are now beginning to take advantage of the Ikar Hadin, that there's no problem of making a wedding after Lag Ba'omer. If you're not makbid on this inyan of not getting married after and towards the end of the month. Okay, let's go discuss another topic. Let's discuss now listening to music. Now here, I wondered about this, and I saw the Stipler asked my question. So I was mechavet the Stipler's question. We learned in Shulchan Aruch, there are two takonas Chazal made with regard to Sfiras Omer, not to get married, or to participate in the wedding, the old part of the chasna should not be made, and number two, not to take haircuts and not to shave. And as we discussed before, you can break, these are two separate inyanim, where you can break up the minhagim. With regard to taking a haircut, I'm going to follow the first minhag. With regard to not going to weddings, I'm going to follow the second minhag. Okay, we discussed, we spent a whole day on that. Rav Shlomo Zalman Pinsker, we have a Masader Kedushin, and he gets an invitation to go to a wedding. He normally follows the second minhag. He follows the second minhag. So he would normally not take a haircut, not go to. Let's say he follows the first minhag. Okay, for argument's sake, he follows the first minhag. That's his. What he normally does. He would not go to a wedding and take a haircut, starting with even before Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And then, lo and behold, he gets an invitation to be the Mesader Kedushin before Rosh Chodesh Iyar. What is he to do? If he's going to go to the wedding, he will be breaking his minhag. So you'll tell me the common answer, well, I'm not making the wedding, I'm just about a guest, right? What?
You can change your minhag from year to year.
So I don't want to change my minhag. Let's not get that. But here's the issue. The issue over here is this Rosh Shiva, he gets an invitation to be Messiah the condition before Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So what should he really say to them? He should say to them, I'm sorry, my minhag is to follow the first minhag. And that time, if you want to make a wedding before Rosh Chodesh Iyar, I cannot participate because I cannot go to a wedding before Rosh Chodesh Iyar. I start with Pesach, the first minhag. So. But for you, you're such a good Talmud. For you, I'm going to change my minhag. But I'm only going to change my minhag. Here's the catch. Rav Moshe also talks about this. Only for going to weddings. I'm still not going to come to your wedding with a beard, with clean shaven. Modern Rosh Shiva, okay? Modern Rosh Shiva has clean shaves. I'm still not going to come to your wedding. I'm going to change my minhag. I'm not going to shave. Because as far as shaving is concerned, taking a haircut, I'm going to still follow the first minhag. I'm going to change my minhag for weddings from the first to the second. And now, lo and behold, he gets an invitation. Another, you should come tonight to your chasnim being tonight to come to a wedding after Lag Ba'omer, the same person who went to the wedding before Rosh Chodesh Iyar. He now gets an invitation to come to a wedding tonight after Lag Ba'omer. Is he allowed to go? No, he's not. Because you've changed your minhag. But what do you mean? You're clean shaven. I saw you this morning. You have a clean shaven. That's right. I follow the first minhag for taking a haircut, but I'm following the second minhag for weddings because I had to make an exception for someone else. So I pushed over the minhag of going to weddings from the first minhag to the second minhag, and now I'm in the second minhag. I'm not allowed to go to your wedding. I'm sorry. I cannot be the Mesader Kedushin. What?
Pay double.
He'll pay me double, so then we'll follow a header that I'm not making the wedding, I'm just a guest. A guest, you can be a guest. You know, as long as you're not the one who's, it's not your wedding. As long as it's not your wedding, you can be a guest. So if Shlomo Zalman Aruch says that's a good excuse if you're not the Mesader Kedushin. Because someone that's not the Mesader Kedushin is not really such a Baal Simcha. But if you're the Mesader Kedushin, or you get a kibbutz, oh, then you're a real Baal Simcha. So then it's not so simple. You can go as a guest when it's not your minhag. Okay, so we learned this, an amazing principle is that there are really primarily two prohibitions, two customs. The custom of haircuts and shaving and the custom of weddings. So but if you observe in Klal Yisrael, there's another thing that people do not do. They're not related to those two items. And the Shulchan Aruch breaks up these two things. There are two things that we don't do. Weddings, and we do not shave and take haircuts. In Shulchan Aruch, it does not make any mention about music. Musical instruments, listening to tapes, listening to MP3s, listening to getting all these new technologies, music doesn't make any mention. So my question to you is, why then is there Bizman HaZeh a custom not to listen to music during Sfira, whichever minute you follow, you do not listen to music. Where is it cited such a prohibition? The minute is only two things. It's not, we discussed yesterday, this is not Avelos. This is not Avelos. It's not a real Avelos. Only the 3 weeks is there a real Avelos. This is just a minute to pay homage to Talmid Rabbi Akiva, what once happened. It's not a real Avelos. So who is my Kasha? Stipler. The stipler is the kasha. He doesn't know where it comes from. He does not know where it comes from. The chumrah, the zman hazeh, not to listen to music during sfira.
The only music you heard was that way.
Okay, what? But even
more electronic people than Rabbi, like we do. Rabbi Tendler had told us that the reason it doesn't mention music was that since Mishachor Beis Hamikdash, music was acid.
So anyway, it's us. Oh. Anyway, very good, very good, very good. There's no, because anyway, us the whole year. Anyway, but we who do have a minog, we who do not follow that rule, we today in society need to accept it. The whole Klal Yisrael, even though it says in Shulchan Aruch that Mishulchan Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to listen to music. So that's the kasha. Why does Taka say in Shulchan Aruch music? Because anyway, you can't listen to music. Anyway, you can't. Well, that's it's a, well right. Dancing also. No, it doesn't say dancing. It does not say in Shulchan Aruch dancing. It doesn't say dancing. All it says, two things. It says in Shulchan Aruch two things, haircuts and weddings. Zehu. Yet the minig is that we don't listen to music. Why not? Why is it not listed in Shulchan Aruch? Rabbi Mayevsky answered, is because anyway you're not allowed to listen to music the whole year. Under no condition, because the Chumei Samigdash.
Now the question is this. I know that someone said about Koilisha. You shouldn't listen to Koilisha. How about to hear it on the radio or on the tape? It says Koil Isha. So one of the Hoyskim said Koil Isha, Beloy Koil Radio.
Beloy Koil Radio, yeah.
So you're allowed to listen to a woman on the radio. Can you listen to music on the radio? Does Koil, does it mean not to listen to music? Only
live music,
live instruments, or does it mean
that's right.
You can't listen to a radio?
Everyone agrees live that the radio recordings is not the same in halacha, technically speaking, as live. Okay, but that's the dilemma. So but bizman hazeh, today, everybody said today we don't follow this. Today is it accepted that we do listen to music? You go into a store, they're playing music. People at home, they listen to music. That's the custom today, we listen to music. So if that's the custom today, to listen to music, why is it not permitted to listen to music during the Yemei HaSfira? It's not part of the Takana. It's not part, the Takana was only with regard to two separate issues. Ad Kidei Kach, you can break up these two issues into two different Minhagim. So why can't we listen to music? So this is the stipler's question. He doesn't have an answer. But the minig is obviously, everybody say, please. The minig is that the bottom line is we do not listen to music. Why not? So let's discuss a few things. Because really there is no makor not to listen to music, it does open up leniencies. Now let's say, for example, let us talk about like even a Sheva Brachas. This is a very big machlekes. You have a Sheva Brachas that starts before Rosh Chodesh. Before Rosh Chodesh year. And then a wedding, or someone gets married before Rosh Chodesh year. The Sheva Brachas extend into Sfira, according to everyone. Are you allowed to have music during Sheva Brachas? Now, you're talking about Rav David, the bigger chumrah, that the wedding itself, Lag Ba'omer, the wedding took place on Lag Ba'omer, and Rav David gave the instructions that once it's 8:12, Shkia, it's Shetzak Echavim, the music has to stop. Okay, that's definitely a very valid opinion, and that's accepted by many people. But I know as a fact that there are many poskim that are very makel, and they say, if the wedding started on Lag Ba'omer by day, and the wedding goes into the late hours of the night until 2-3 o'clock in the morning in mitzvah tans, go right ahead. The music, you can play the music. It's part of the wedding. It's simcha shel mitzvah. What heter do you have for that? Why are you allowed to do that? You're not allowed to make the wedding ready. Sheva brachas. Generally, the olam does not have music by sheva brachas, but I know for a fact they are mekilim. I know for a fact there was a Yosem, and it was a very tragic, very difficult situation, and a very big Pesach said, no, for this person, for his Sheva Brachas, it's on me. You're allowed to have music during the Sheva Brachas, which extended past into Rosh Chodesh Iyar. What's the pshat? Why do we find leniencies? So let's talk about a bris milah. A bris milah by Ashkenazim, there's no music. But by Sfardim, they do have music. And regularly during the year, there are many Sfardim, when they make more lavish bris milah, and they do have music. Are they allowed to have music during the Sfira? Pinyan HaBen, Bar Mitzvah. Okay, let's say a Siyam HaShas, Siyam. What about Achnosas Sefer Torah? Are you allowed to go have during Yimei Sfira? Are you allied to have a band in the street playing music? They had us. I missed one. He had also. He used to come to the Shir. You know, we talk. He used to come to the Shir here. What was his name? Yankelevitz. Yankelevitz. Is that his name? Yankelevitz. Yankee. What's his name? Our mayor, your shul, Pozna. What's his name? Yankee. What's the one who made the shul?
Zegelbaum.
You went to the Chazon Sefer Torah?
It's going to be this week.
Oh, this coming Sunday. No, it was already, I think.
No, it wasn't.
Sure?
Yom Yerushalayim. They just don't want to say Yom
Yerushalayim. Are you sure?
Why are you asking me? I'm telling you.
Okay, this coming Sunday. this coming Sunday is so what about that? Now that's already after Sfira. That's also Chiddush because it's during Sfira, and next week it's not Rosh Chodesh. When is Rosh Chodesh?
Tuesday.
So it's before Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah.
So you should know it's not so posh. I'm not asking Shilas. I have no Shilas. He knows what he's doing. He asks his Rav. It's brought down that it's not Sfira anymore. The same way there's a wedding tonight. And I went to a wedding on Sunday, so there's nothing to talk about. You can make a Chanos Tevet Torah in this after Lag BaOmer. But what about during, before Lag BaOmer? Before Lag BaOmer? It's a machlokes. L'chatchila, it says explicitly, L'chatchila, all the places say you should not do it. It's not the Zman to plan to make it. You should make a Chanos Tevet Torah after, not during Yimei HaSfira, and L'chatchila, obviously, not L'chatchila after Shavuos, but whatever it is, but over here, but obviously, after Lag BaOmer, there's no question that it's certainly permitted. So the question is, are you allowed to have music? So all I can tell you is that machlokes, everything is like a machlokes. Lechatchila, no. No, you're not allowed to have music. Bidyevet, you can have music. And you find today, halacha l'maisa, machlokes apayiskim, some do, some don't. Avart. You go to Avart. Now, Avart is accepted, you do not have music. Avart is not called the Sudas Mitzvah. An engagement party during Sfira, there is no music. Is dancing allowed? Machlokes. Some allow dancing, some do not allow dancing, but one thing is for sure, no music. That already is accepted, yeah. Because that's not called a su'udas mitzvah. So why bother having a vart? You see, they're very into varts today. It's a very important reason. I know it for a fact. It's very important to have a very good vart to solidify the engagement. It's very important. If you don't have a vart, even weddings, why do we have very fancy...
That's part of tekunas now.
What?
Tekunas, you know...
To do away with it.
To do away with
yeah, but there are a lot of people that are very against doing away with varts. There are people, I'm telling you as a fact, everybody says it's a very important story. Weddings, lavish weddings. Why by the Jewish people are there such lavish weddings? Why? So you'll tell me Chassidisha, you'll tell me Chassidisha Torah, because it's Dugma Chassim Mekala, Mitzvotans, that's true. There's a much more important reason why the Jewish people are very back from time immemorial to have very lavish weddings. Because the Jewish people, the marriage is sacred. A person will think twice before having an affair, before getting divorced, before stirring up his marriage when he remembers his wedding. And if he spent on his wedding $500,000, the Shver shelled out $500,000, it's a different type of marriage. If the marriage is done with pomp and it's done in a very lavish way, exaggerated to the point where people are making utzanis and they're challenging, they're calling for takonis, so in a way, that's good. If the person has the money to burn, fine. You know, if he doesn't have the money, he has to take a second mortgage and he's in trouble. But in a way, it's not necessarily a bad thing because Rachman was among the goyim. Marriage is a joke. Marriage. Mr. Axelrod, I can't compete.
What was that common in Europe? They had controlling.
Controlling? I don't know. There's always limiting. In a way, it's not so bad because by the goyim, marriage is a joke. Marriage only lasts for a few years, and then on to the next. On to the next.
I think they spend a lot of money also.
Which, yeah, not as much Jews, not nearly what Jews spend. The kids have their own weddings. They pay for their own weddings. A vart during Svira, you'll find by many people, is critical because if you don't have a vart, then there's always going to be second doubts. I learned sort of from a marriage counselor /someone who trained talk to Hassanin. It is the most common thing that he has. Mr. Axelrod, I can't compete.
I got a bridge to show you.
What?
It's times have changed. It sounds gavaldic. It's a great svara. I hear it.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, Baba Sena Rabin,
it doesn't work.
I'm doing for the kedusha.
Not the kedusha. I don't talk about a vart. I see this by people by a vart. I heard this from a marriage counselor who's giving shmuzim about getting married, and he said every time someone gets engaged, he has a boy. And he's working on the shidduch, the boy and the girl, and finally, okay, they clinch it. They get engaged. What happens the next night? The day after the boy gets, especially with like young boys, that they call up, I have charata. I don't know what I did. I'm missing a mistake. I really don't like her enough. She doesn't like him. Maisim b'chol eis u'v'chol sha'ah. When people are working on shidduchim, especially with young kids, 19-year-olds and 22-year-olds, they're working on them, and they get engaged, they don't know what they're doing, and then the reality settles in. What did I just do? I have a whole list of girls, whole list of boys, this one, that one, why did I settle on him? What happened over here? Charata. Maisim b'chol eis u'chol sha'ah. Therefore, if there is an engagement party, there is a vart. It's a vart. And they come in torrents. All the relatives come and they say, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. It solidifies the engagement. Forget about the wedding. We're not up to the wedding yet. It solidifies the engagement, where he's not going to go so quickly, call up and have charat. What?
It's supposed to take the place of the Tannoy. It's supposed to take the place sort of the Tannoy.
Right, but we don't do Tanoim today. And that's why you see people, I've seen the strangest things. It's almost like an emergency. They make a Vart Erev Shabbos after 12 o'clock. They'll make a Lachaim or a Vart. They'll make a Vart Mitzoy Tisha B'Av. They'll make Varts in the strangest times. Come on, are you crazy? Now is when you have to go make a Lachaim and a Vart and the Matriach, everyone to come running. What are you crazy? Who do you think you are? Everyone has to come back down to you at this time? No, you don't understand. I understand. It's pikuach nefesh. Because they got engaged. They got engaged. You know, we have to solidify.
It's the same svara like you said about the chasanas.
Yeah.
The chasana, they realize what was done and the joy that was at the chasana every day.
It's not so easy to undo.
Yeah, right. The same thing by the vart. Right. They remember the feeling they had at the vart.
Right.
It's not easy.
So that's the very big dilemma they have today. You see people like, why do you have to make the vart during Svira? What's the rush? Wait until Svira is over. You have to make a vart in the middle, after Rosh Chodesh year. You have to make the vart right now? Yeah, you do. And people, parents who have a lot of children and know what's involved in struggle in Shidduchim. That's right. We're making the vart right now during Svira. I would make the vart on Tisha B'Av also.
I just heard this. There's a person usually. They read a shidduch. The girl's gone. The boy and the girl have gone out 20 times. I still have to make up my mind. There's a person that they go to speak to, and you know she asks them, "What is holding you back?" And she'll say, you know what, I was at my friend's vart, and you should have seen the glow on the chasn or on the kala the other way.
I don't have that glow.
This counselor says she laughs at it. Because the week before, that person was there.
Uh-huh.
With the same thing.
The same tightness. The same Las Vegas. Oh, yeah, but it's a different... running out of time. I don't want to make this... I'm going to continue tomorrow with this. I want to talk to the other Nyani, but the point is that people need to make Vartz during Sphira, in the heart of Sphira. And now the question is, are they allowed to have music? Everybody say, you would think this argument, the whole reason why you're having a Vart is because it's really important to solidify an engagement which is on the racks, which is almost always the case, especially with younger people, maybe even older people even more. I don't know, every situation is different. It's not so far-fetched to be makel, to be lenient, in allowing to have music. If you're going to do it, you need to do it. Do it right. Do it right. And the truth is, there really is no harm in having music. Music is not the same level. Even live music, like taking haircuts and weddings. Weddings and taking haircuts are explicitly mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. There is no mention of music. Music, you want to tell me Avelis? This is not Avelis. This is a Zecher for the Talmid Rabbi Akiva. So you want to say, because anyway, Avelis, music is also the whole year round, but we're Makel. So if we're Makel, there's no really reason why you cannot be Makel when there's a need to be Makel during the Yimei HaSfira. It's not part of the Takana. It's not part of the Minuk. This is not Avelis. There's a Minuk for two things. It's not part of a Makel the whole year, so you can Makel now. I understand, because really, we want to be Machmir. We want to resemble the theme, the flavor of what we're trying to do. So we do. Yisrael Kedosh Shemim. We indeed do not have music during Sira. But when the need arises, music is Mutter. The Minuk Yisrael, though, I can tell you, is, as far as I know, by a Vart, there is no live music. That's a given. But when it comes to Sheva Brachas that extend into then, and when it comes to a wedding that's in Lag B'Omer, which goes past Lag B'Omer, even for those people who are participants, the minhag has become to be very makel. And when it comes to other types of Sudas Mitzvah, Sfardim, by a Bris, so I don't know what everyone does. I'm not too familiar with their community, but what I've read is that Sfardim, they do have music by a Bris Milah. So it seems like they are makel. It's a real Su'udas mitzvah. There is no harm necessarily in having music. It's not part of the Kana. A pidyon haben. Okay, that's how you have no choice. You have music by a pidyon haben. It seems not. It seems the minig is not. You don't have music by Ashkenazim, by a bris milah. You don't have it by a pidyon haben. What about Malava Malka? Malava Malka. No, music also not. The next level of question is, what about singing and dancing? Are you at least allowed to sing together? Zmiros, are you allowed to sing by a Vart? Everyone should sing together. Are you allowed to dance? So that already, the minig is to be makel. The minig is to singing without music is mutter, dancing, different opinions. They'll say, we don't know how to dance anyway today. Our dancing is a joke, to walk, to shuffle around in a circle. That's not called dancing. That's not, even though maybe you'll say technically dancing is also, but shuffling around in a circle, shvachamaisis. That's not called dancing. What about Malava Malka? Singing during Malava Malka. So he writes here, there are many different Nahagim from the Rebbes. Different Rebbes. Some did sing the Mitzvah Zmiris Malava Malka. Some did not. Different Minhagim with regard to Malava Malka. You should sing Zmiris during Sphira. What about a cappella? A cappella, you're listening to music, rather to sound. So this is a very big machlokes apaiskim. Rabelski was known to be very, very much against a cappella. He held a cappella is a musical instrument because of the tape recorder. It's not the sound, the instrument, the tape recorder, the player is the musical instrument. So he held it's also b'chol gavne. You walk into a Judaica store and they're playing a cappella during Sphira. It's in violation of the halacha. Other poskim machalik, the more sophisticated versions of a cappella where the people mimic musical instruments, there's a whole talent, whole industry today of people who can mimic with their mouth musical instruments. And then there's some a cappella where they just sing, they don't have the musical instruments. So someone in the machalik, if they're mimicking the musical instruments, that's already going too far. That's music. If they're just singing, that's okay. Chazonos. Are you allowed to list the chazonis, which is accompanied by music? Some say yes, some say no. Are you allowed to listen to music for inspiration, exploitedus? Some say yes, some say no. It's a very gray area. I'm really not. I'll just say the last one thing is that it really goes back to It goes back to what we learned yesterday. What's the mitzvah of Sfira Soimer? Is the mitzvah of Sfira Soimer a separate dinder? It's a regular dinder Rabbanan. Keep on doing what you've done until now. Or is the mitzvah of Sfira Soimer a new type of dirabanan? Zecher l'migdash. Harachamon hu yachzir lanu avoidas beis hamigdash l'mekoyma b'mher v'midu amitzela. If you learn that it's a separate mitzvah, it's regular dirabanan, then l'chayra, there's no reason why you can't listen to music during Sfira. Whenever you do not listen to music, it's icing on the cake. But if you learn, like the second Mahalech, that the mitzvah of Sfira Soimer is Zecher l'churban, that's what it's all about, Zecher l'churban. It's a whole new mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of tzar. It's almost like a mitzvah of avelos. What is one of the ikur mitzvahs of avelos b'zman hazeh for the churban samedash? Not to listen to music. So now, Shulchan Aruch, it was not necessary for the Shulchan Aruch to tell you that with regard to the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, we don't listen to music. You know why you're not going to be listening to music anyway during the Yimei HaSfira? Because the Yimei HaSfira, there's a Mitzvah Midrabanan called Counting of the Omer, which was enacted primarily for one reason, Zecher L'Mikdash. And part of Zecher L'Mikdash is you don't listen to music the whole year round. So it comes out amazing. You know why you don't listen to music during Sfira? It has nothing to do with Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. The reason why the minig is not to listen to music during Yimei HaSfira, it's because of the mitzvah, it's attached to the mitzvah of counting of the Omer. If I'm counting the Omer, what am I doing? Harachamon hu yachazir lanu avoidas beis hamigdash l'mokom b'mher b'nu inzela. I'm mourning over the beis hamigdash. Included in the laws of mourning over the beis hamigdash is a prohibition to listen to music. So it's high luchud v'high luchud. Rabbi Akiva's talmidim, haircuts and shaving your hair. Haircuts and weddings. Music? Nothing to do. The reason why we don't listen to music is because if you said last, you counted Sfira last night, and you said the words Harachamon, that's why you're not listening to music. Lamai nafkamina, it will be usur to listen to music from the beginning to the end. It's not Tolly and Minok, from beginning to the end. And when it comes to music, there's no heter. Don't tell me it's a Sudas Mitzvah, don't tell me Lag Bomer, that's it, there's nothing, because it's the Churban Beis HaMikdash.
And, like when you can.
Oh, there are exceptions, obviously. Chol HaMoed, Lag BaOmer, Rosh Chodesh. What? Oh, so that's the exception. You say on Shabbos also. Shabbos, we don't have music, but Shabbos is no. There are exceptions. But generally, why don't you listen to music? Because this is a mitzvah that was enacted to give you pain over the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And you're not allowed to drink wine, and you're not allowed to listen to music. The counting of the Omer is midrabanan. That's what we explained, is no, that the Omer, there is no mitzvah of Omer b'zman hazeh.
I understand, but
there's no midrabanan. No. That's exactly what we learned. That's exactly the point we're trying to make, is that no, there is no mitzvah of Omer midrabanan. The Rabbanan would never enact the mitzvah of counting the Omer. The Omer is totally the Beis HaMikdash. Do you bring to you a mach carbon? Do you do anything during Ketores? Do you do anything? No. There's no jokes here. There's no Beis HaMikdash. There is no Omer. What are you saying? It's today. It's 10 days from the counting of the Omer. What Omer? You didn't bring a carbon Omer. The Rabbanan telling you to do make-believe mitzvahs?
You can say that in every holiday. In every holiday we
so we tackle don't. Anything that is done that was done with the Beis HaMikdash, we do not do. Period. We only do things that are not dependent.
Only we have Pesach. We have Karm Pesach.
Matzah. Chazal made matzah. We don't have enough Karm Pesach or Pesach. There's no meat. You don't need any meat. There's no Karm Pesach. We eat matzah. We have a Zecher. Chazal Masaki Nafi Karm a Zecher for the Karm Pesach. Eat matzah. The mitzvah of the Omer is there is no midrabanan of count because there is no Karm Omer. Why then do we count the Omer? It's a new takana. It's a takana that falls in the category of Zecher L'Mikdash. It's a mitzvah that is causing us to have pain. When it's Zecher L'Mikdash, what then do we do? What's Zecher L'Mikdash? To remember the Beis HaMikdash. How do you remember the Beis HaMikdash? You follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch, which says, don't listen to music. Don't drink wine. So even though the whole year round we're not meticulous in this mitzvah, but at least during the days when we say Zeichel Mikdash, Harachelman, and the whole make a bracha on Zeichel Mikdash, then we don't listen to music. So not listening to music has nothing to do with Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. It's a whole new din. It's a whole new din. And therefore, it's very chamor. It's very chamor because that's Nikara din. Therefore, even when you have a advart, you have a simchus, this is a special din that's not totally zebezet. That's what I want to suggest and take a look, because everyone's asking the kasha. The stipler asked the kasha. My high. Where do you find such a chumrah? But it goes back to what we learned the last couple of days. There are two different ways to look at the mitzvah of the Omer. Is the Omer a drabanon, or is it a new takana, zeichel l'mikdash? Oh, zeichel l'mikdash. You trigger a whole new set of laws. It's a whole new din during these days, and explains a lot of things about listening to the music. And theoretically, it would result in a lot of chumras. We should follow, not listen to music the entire way from beginning to end. And I mean, there's no room for leniency in many situations. Halacha l'maaseh, we don't do that. We're very lenient. We only follow music only during the only time of the minug, time of the minug. And we, even when it's not the minug, we're very lenient when it comes to music. And therefore, and just something to think about. Okay, we take a very, very short break for 10 seconds. And then I wanted to discuss today ribbis. I have a whole shiur on ribbis. So we'll just start for a few minutes, and tomorrow we're going to go into more of the details.